You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, then you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, that last statement I just said, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into that. I've been thinking a lot about this. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. So the subconscious versus the conscious mind, okay? Based on Dr. Bruce Lipton, about 95% of the time, we are operating off of unconscious behaviors. For example, you wake up in the morning, you click your alarm, you go to the bathroom at the same time, you get your coffee at the same time, you get in your car about the same time, you hit the same light about the same time. We're in these habitual repetitive patterns, and these are happening unconsciously because you've done it so many times that your brain knows how to do it. And where does that come from? Because the programming is in your subconscious. For example, you learn how to ride a bike, okay? Once you learn how to ride a bike, you know how to ride a bike. I just bought a bike recently with my son, and we are riding bikes now. Now, I hadn't ridden a bike for a long time, but when I got on the bike, I immediately knew how to ride a bike. Why? Because my subconscious had the programming already set from when I was a young child and learned how to ride a bike. Okay, now why am I bringing this up? Because Bruce Lipton says about 95% of the time we are unconsciously just walking through life. And only 5% of the time we are becoming consciously aware of our thoughts, our feelings, manifesting, creating, working on ourselves, and the rest is just unconscious. So if you truly, truly, truly want to change your life, you need to wake up and become conscious and start to change patterns, change habits to rewire the brain. So if you want a new life, you have to rewire the foundation. Now, let me try to get a little bit deeper into the understanding of this, okay? So say you keep getting in debt and then out of debt. You're in debt, you're out of debt. You're in debt, you're out of debt. What is happening there, okay? What is happening? Basically, you're repeating a pattern that is becoming, that is unconscious because of a repetitive pattern that was programmed into your mind. So you have to ask yourself, why do I keep going into debt? And then you say, well, because I pay off my credit cards and then I get this urge to buy something that I want, not something that I don't need it, but I want it. Or I go on vacation or an emergency comes up and these things always come up. But you have to ask yourself, well, why do you keep making that decision deeper than that? Then you go deeper, ask yourself why again, and you'll find out that usually the programming came from when you were a young child. From birth to 8 years old, you are pure subconscious. You're being programmed by your parents, your environment, your church, your school, all the things around you. So my son's 8 years old right now, so he's just wrapping up his programming. So now he's becoming conscious, and now the rest of his life, he'll be operating off the subconscious mind programming that I programmed into him since he was a little boy. See what I'm saying? And so if you realize that, oh, I keep going in debt because of my programming, then what would you need to do? You would need to reboot the program. You can do all the I am affirmations. You can read all the books in the world. You can do all the vision boards in the world. But if you don't rewire the program, you're going to get the same output from the computer. So how do you do that? So if it's something around debt, right? What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to read how to get out of debt and then how to build something that, or maybe how do people that are wealthy operate, right? How do they use debt? But then you need to practice and habitually do the same things over and over. Just like you drive to work the same every day, you have to create habits that will keep you out of debt, and then habits that you do something with that money that you stayed out of debt with to build wealth. That's what I did. I rewired my brain in 2020, and my habits are completely different than they used to be. I make completely different decisions. I no longer buy liabilities unless they're bought with an asset, a car, for example. I just bought a car, another car for one of my companies, and that was bought for by my company. I would never buy a car going forward unless it's paid for by an asset for myself. I had to rewire my brain. So if you're struggling and you're repeating patterns and the same things keep coming up, it's because the computer system has a programming in there that is unconscious. So if you want to become, you want a new unconscious activity, remember what you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind, what gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. You have to repeatedly do something that you want in the future, figure out what you want in the future, connect to the feeling, and then figure out the pattern and the habit that you need to recreate to reprogram the mind. So I hope that helps just a little bit to help you get back on track, to get you back to where you need to be. I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise, get your shit together. Let's